Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey. All right. So before I get started, I need thank you, Doc. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you, Doc. This is what I was about to say, which was I needed to know if my audio and my visual was good. Doc just let me know everything is copacetic, so I'm happy. But welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labora Lee, aka Kat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Meow. Hey, you big purr bitches. Sorry, I said that word early. I didn't mean it, but I had to. It's just in my soul to say it. Today, my friends, today, Doc already said it. I'm going to put it up in a minute. But Doc already said it before I could even get to it. Thank you, Doc, baby. I appreciate you so much. Today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we jump into the trending topics, all the things that's happening. Trust me, I got some gab for y'all today. But today is Media Monday. Let me put this up because Doc already put it on the screen. Yes, today is Media Monday, and we are about to get into some ting-tings. We got to talk about some things. Let me get started, though. First, join the conversation, call in, drop a comment. The number is 443-780-5978, 443-780-5978. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it is. For sure. If you would like to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. We need those. Hit that like button. That lets them know that we are here and we not going nowhere. So if you could, if you don't mind, please hit the like button. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. We are streaming live right now from the website, by the way, but the website is the hub for all things Ambitiously Entertainment, just so you know, it is. Okay, I think I've gotten everything that I need to get out of the way. Let me put that back on the screen. Some tings. We got to get into some tings today. Not things, but some things. We got to talk about it. And we are. We're going to start with our friend Kanye. I keep telling y'all, I've been telling y'all for a long time, there's a lot of things that that man is going through that nobody will understand. The loss of your mom, Dukes, is always an issue. And I don't care who you are, anybody, that'll send anybody crazy. But what we're going to talk about today is Kanye West says he's a billionaire again. Some things. He says he's a billionaire again. So let's get into it. Kanye West's financial portfolio may be stronger than anyone realized. The rapper is declaring that he's a billionaire again and claims that he has proof. About proof. What y'all going to do about it? Oh, first, before I get into Kanye, I got to talk about my mother-in-law here. I see you, Buki. I love you so much, Miss Rebecca Marcus. I am not legally her daughter-in-law, but for life, I love that lady. That's my boo. That's my boo right there. Hi. Hi, Miss Rebecca. I love you. My fellow Libra, I love you. Okay, so let's get back to Kanye. So he said he's a billionaire again. That's what he said. So the Heartless Artist shared an update on his net worth on Instagram, which was on Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. When he posted a statement from Eaton Ventures, a business valuation company, which claimed that Bianca's husband is now worth $2.77 billion. You heard me. $2.77 billion. Billions. Sorry, I just had to say billions like that because I just felt like it in my soul. It felt good. Per the statement, the company came to this valuation based on his music portfolio and Ye's sole ownership of the Yeezy mark. Y'all see my look because I hate Yeezy's taste. I'll talk about that in a minute. Kanye was understandably elated by the estimated net worth, writing his caption, "La la 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 la. Wait till I get my money right." Oh, he added the rest of the lyrics. I added them, but that's what he said. La 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 la. Okay, that's what he said. That's what he actually said. However, Kanye's celebration may be a bit premature, given the fact that Forbes has yet to weigh in on his massive figure, and still lists his fortune as $400 million. Of course they would. Listen, Doc, I got into it. You know, I got it. Mama say, Mama sa, Mama kusa on my lyrics, but I felt like that's what he was saying in his head. If Kanye's worth has actually skyrocketed to $2.77 billion. He has now surpassed his former bestie, Jay-Z's own net worth, which Forbes lists as $2.5 billion. He also exceeded his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian's fortune, by a whopping $1 billion and change. As Forbes reports, she's currently worth $7.1 billion. Mm-hmm. If accurate, this isn't the first time Kanye has reached billionaire status, but he was stripped of all of the titles back in 2022. Y'all remember what was happening back in 2022 with Kanye. After his Yeezy partnership with Adidas came to an end following his anti-Semitic remarks from the rapper. I probably should take that person, whatever, but I won't, because I know. At the time, Forbes approximated the fashion collaboration made up to $1.5 billion of Ye's then $2 billion net worth. They recalculated his value to $400 million estimation after Adidas fallout, which took the longest, by the way. I think they were too tied in. It wasn't just Adidas either, as several brands ended their deals with Ye following his anti-Semitic comments and his White Lives Matters t-shirt at Paris Fashion Week in 2022. Ye currently felt this thing, certainly felt this thing at the time, telling us last year that he was close to going bankrupt, but was pulling himself out of the financial hole. He's since released a number of songs and uploaded a money pit of a home, too. Listen, if this is true, because this is all alleged, am I mad? No. Get your money, Kanye. I'm not beefing about you being a rich man. I'm not beefing at all. It's just too many back and forth about whether or not he's a billionaire or not. What I will say is the most important thing is that he is financially secure, whatever his net worth is. He's good. He don't have to worry about nothing. $400 million is a lot of money. He could possibly have gone back to billionaire status if he invested his money wisely. I don't know what Kanye's doing with his money. Y'all know the saying, but I will say it all the time. Get out of my pocket. Get out of that man's pocket. If he's a billionaire, he's a billionaire, and I'm proud of him. Get out of that man's pocket. Sheesh. Is that something we're doing now? I feel like that's the thing. Everybody's pocket watching. I don't care. Is Kanye feeding me and my family? Absolutely not. He's not feeding us. My daughter don't eat off of what Kanye. My daughter does not eat what Kanye poops. Is he a billionaire? Maybe. Maybe. And if he is, then he is. And congratulations, Kanye. Congratulations. Now, what I will say is right now, this 2025 is starting off to be the year of the courtroom. The year of the courtroom. Let me tell you, everybody's suing everybody, and it ain't even cute. It's not, but we got some court cases to. And I feel like I should be reading all of these court cases on the wiretap, whether they're civil or criminal. I feel like we should be reading it. It's crazy out here in these streets, in these gab beat streets, but it is what it is. Let's go to, I know you get ready. Yeah. Facts. Everyone gets a lawsuit. You get a lawsuit. We all get a lawsuit. Well, I don't want a lawsuit. I can't afford it. I definitely don't got it. But everybody, this looks like this is the year of a lawsuit. So we're going to talk about somebody that I know is coming and I can't wait for you to say it. I'm not going to say it. He said it. I didn't say it. I just need that to be clear. Before he say it, before I read it, he said it. I didn't say it. I would never call you that. But he call you that all the time. But anyway, Chris Brown is reaching a breaking point. He is. He's fighting back against allegations that he's a serial rapist. I knew it. I said it was coming. I didn't say it, Breezy. I did not say that. I'm snitching today. I did not say that. And you gonna take the stuff from me? I did not say none of this. I didn't say it, Chris Brown. I'm taking it off the screen. But anyway, that he's a rapist and an abuser. I would see how he would take that personal. Who wants to hear that about themselves? And his lawyers are taking shots at the movie studio for pushing what they say are straight up lies. They said it's a lie. The singer's attorney. Oh, that makes sense. The singer's attorney, Levi Mithcatherine, says that it's shameful for Warner Brothers Discovery It's shameful. Warner Brothers Discovery is propping up dubious essay claims against Breezy to make money off of his reputation. I could see that. And I'm going to tell you why I could see that in a minute, but let me finish this. No. I'm in the middle of something. Get out my face. No. Oh, no. Oh, I'm going to get it back. So Chris's lawyer says that Chris Brown is tired of laying down and taking all of the crap from anonymous accusers telling lies about him in a lawsuit and cheesy documentaries, which I would believe that he said that because the cheesy documentaries, like, that sounds like something he would say, which is why they're firing back at Warner Brothers with a $500 million lawsuit. I said, everybody, it's this the year of the lawsuit. Investigation Discovery, Chris Brown, A History of Violence, which I haven't watched it. I probably should watch it, though. Docu-series includes allegations from a Jane Doe. Not another Jane Doe. There's so many Jane Does running around. It's crazy. But from a Jane Doe who claims that Chris Brown raped her on a yacht outside of Diddy's home in Miami. Why did I know the Diddler was included in this? Why did I know he had something to do with this? But outside of Diddy's home in Miami. But Chris Brown has always denied the claim, and his lawyer says they provided Warner Brothers with proof that the woman's claims were bogus. Chris Brown's lawyer says that's why it's irresponsible of Warner Brothers to include the claims in the documentary. He says folks will always try to make a quick buck off of celebrities with false allegations, but always, but says the onus is on the studio to weed out the BS. So it's the studio's responsibility to weed it out. The docuseries includes a slide at the end saying Chris's lawyers denied the accusations, but his lawyers say that it's simply not enough. Warner Brothers have been reached out to, but so far no reply. $500 million can buy a lot of, you know what, Doc. You know what? Doc said, because I didn't say it. Doc said it. Doc said $5 million can buy a lot of powdered donuts. If you know what he means. I know what you mean. I'm not doing that to that boy. The Diddler be like, I do the pink stuff, not the white stuff. Ain't that right, Cuba? That's what the Diddler said to Cuba. I don't know. It's crazy out here. It's a lot of shnoshnane narcotic talk going around lately. I think all of y'all should clean up your act because it's getting ugly. And all of the accusations include some powder somewhere included. If it don't include powder, it includes the Diddler or Cuba Gooding Jr. I'm just saying. Y'all should probably clean up your act. But that's what's going on with Chris Brown. I'm not going to call him what Doc calls him. I would never. But yeah, that's what's happening with him. Okay. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. I'm not doing that with you tonight, Doc. I'm not. Yeah, I should be back in the studio by the end of the week, by the way. But I'm not mad at my surroundings. Yeah, you laughing at me. But I'm not doing this with you tonight. Okay. Let's keep it moving. So if y'all don't know, Death Row was not just started by Suge Knight. It was also funded and started by a notorious individual. And his name was Michael Harry O. Harris. He's also a part of why there was a Death Row, right? But he's defending the Snoop Dogg right now, because if you don't know, Snoop Dogg right now is catching a lot of flack. And I do mean a lot of flack for performing at Donald Trump's inauguration event. It wasn't the actual inauguration, but it was an event that he had for his inauguration. He says that the gig didn't mean that Snoop betrayed his community. Let's keep it moving. Death Row's Records co-founder Wait, let's get back to where we was, because I don't like how y'all just popping out and just, I don't like that. Anyway, so joined a live on Wednesday with TMZ, and where they asked him all about the backlash Snoop is getting because of the Trump event. Michael says that Snoop wasn't making a political statement by performing at Trump's pre-inauguration ball, saying that the dog father is supporting the office more than the person. Okay. Of course, he also acknowledges the fact that Trump pardoned Michael. Okay. Now it's all dot, dot, dot. Now it's all tying in. So Trump pardoned Michael. This is why he's home right now. A narcotic trafficking conviction helped soften Snoop on the president of the United States. Snoop definitely aware of the blowback, but Michael's got a strong message for anyone calling him a sellout. Take a look at Snoop's track record, namely a youth football league that's helped 50 inner city kids become pro athletes. For Michael, it's all about separating the performance from the politics, and that goes for Snoop and other hip-hop artists who performed at the Trump events, such as Nelly. Snoop and Michael have been close for years, so it's an interesting conversation. And Michael explains why scoring some Browning points with Donald Trump is a good idea. You can catch that interview yourself. Let me say this. What I know is, and Snoop is also a fellow Libra as well. We could take it personal all the time about actions that certain individuals take and moves that certain individuals take. But what I'm going to say this is, you can't stop nobody's bag. I looked at it like it was a bag. That's why Snoop was doing it, because it was a big bag, right? I never even thought about the part that Donald Trump pardoned Harry O. Harry O had been sitting for many, 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 many decades. So I never thought about that part. I've been hearing a lot about the rhetoric. Everybody's in their feelings about Snoop performing, Rick Ross performing, Nelly performing, and it was, oh, and Soulja Boy, which I don't take nothing he do personal, because it's Soulja Boy. Like, seriously, are we, he'd do anything for the bag. But I looked at it as this was a bag situation and not necessarily like he's staying behind the shit. Oh, I can cuss now. The shit that Donald Trump does, I felt like it was a bag. So, in my opinion, do I really give a shit that Snoop performed at the inauguration? I don't. I didn't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck when nobody performs at any of the inaugurations, because at the end of the day, these are politicians we're talking about, and none of them are any good. But whatever. Fuck them. I know, Doc. I was looking at the time like, oh my gosh, I was about to cuss. But do I feel any kind of way about any of these motherfuckers performing? I don't, because I know what it was. It was about the bag. And maybe they felt like a little cloud is coming out of it, but it's really about the fucking bag. And I need y'all to understand what business looks like. And I need y'all to take y'all fucking personal ass shit out of it, because none of what they do is personal. Everything that they do is business. And that's what it was. Do I agree with him performing at the... No. I don't agree with none of this shit. None of the shit they got going on. But if a nigga going to get his bag, a nigga going to get his bag. Fuck it. It's their legacy. And if it don't matter to them, it don't matter to me. That's all I'm saying. Thank you, Doc. That's all I'm saying. Why am I getting uptight, my panties in a bunch, having high blood pressure because I'm stressing out over what the fuck they doing? That's on them. That's on them. Snoop don't stop the movement. Rick Ross don't stop the movement. Nelly don't stop the movement. You know who stopped the movement? The regular ass people worried about what the fuck they doing because they feel like they going to do something for them. They not. They worry about their paper. They are worried about their paper, not about making sure it's for the greater good of the community. That's not what they're here for. I need y'all to understand that. Stop idolizing these celebrities and thinking they're going to do more than what the fuck they're going to do. They're not going to do shit but put paper in their fucking banks. And the more you know, the better. It's not about you when it comes to them. It's about fucking politics. Stop fucking banking on these motherfuckers. All I need is one mic. That's all I'm saying. All I need is one mic. That's all I'm saying. Rock, hi, Rock, honey. Hi, Rock, honey. But I need us to stop looking for them. And Doc says salute, Rock. But I need us to stop depending on them to be our hope. They're not our hope. We are our hope. And the sooner we get that, the better. So, yeah, Harry O said, shut the fuck up. Snoop was out there getting his paper. That's basically what he said in layman's term. I done broke that shit down that quick. All right. I said this 2025 is the year of the court cases, and that's what the fuck it is right now. So let's talk about ASAP Rocky real quick. ASAP Rocky, all you got is one job. I told you. I've been told you this when y'all first got pregnant with the first baby. You got one job. Keep her fucking happy. Because I love me some Riri. I love me some Rihanna. Keep her fucking happy. That's all I asked you to do. You having lawsuits don't go with what I just asked you to do. But anyway, let's get into it. So, ASAP Rocky's felony assault trial got underway on Friday morning, days after the Grammy-nominated rapper rejected a plea deal. And it's live streaming the whole thing. They live streaming the whole thing. Rocky faces a potential 24-year prison sentence if he's found guilty. No! He need to be out here keeping my boo happy. Sorry. I'm sorry. That was personal. That was real personal. I think he made a mistake. Taking it to trial, especially you got little ones. I know, but the thing is, he cool. All right, let's get into it. And I'm gonna tell you why he might be all right. He might be, but not might not be all right. But anyway, he's facing 24 years in prison. That's a long, long time to be away from your babies. No, Rocky, no. You had one job. That's the only job you had to do, Serge. What the fuck? Anyway, Rocky's attorney, Joe Taco Pina. I'm mad at his name, y'all. First of all, his name is Taco Pina. I try to be mature. I try. But his name is Taco Pina. That's crazy in itself. Hold on. I got to get back to where I was. His name is Taco Pina. Whatever. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. And the prosecutor, Paul Bradley, started the morning off addressing the judge in the downtown LA courtroom before the jury was seated. Y'all know I'm getting this court case, right? I'm just saying. The two sides are arguing over evidence related to the bullet casings. And the judge, Mark S. Arnold, declined the defense is free to consult a firearms expert on the court's dime. But no evidence was excluded. The judge ruled nothing. the two attorneys argued about is allowed to be mentioned in their opening statements, and the jury was then brought in. Might play in his favor a little bit, maybe. Prosecution addressed the jury first, telling them that while the case may appear complicated on the outside, it's actually rather simple. And the prosecutor is pointing to videos alleging, showing Rocky allegedly threatening ASAP Rocky. And I forgot to mention, this is all in-house. These are people who were on the same squad. It's crazy. Rihanna was brought up by the prosecutor. Why are y'all bringing up my boo? Don't bring her up. She's not a lie. It's two people you will never bring up. Tiana Taylor and Rihanna. Don't bring them into y'all conversations. But anyway, Rihanna was brought up by the prosecutors in the first few minutes of the opening statement, with prosecutors sharing a picture of Rocky and Rihanna together at an event. As been told to you, she was also mentioned during the jury selection. Why? This is a Rocky case, not a Rihanna case. The video allegedly showing ASAP Rocky allegedly beating up ASAP Rocky. Okay, he might have beat him up. Was played in the courtroom to pause multiple times while the prosecutors named each person in the clip for the jury. Then they showed another clip, which prosecutors claim shows Rocky hitting Rally out with the blicky twice during running around in the streets and attempting to aim around a fellow associate. Worth noting, prosecutors released all of these videos in late 2023. Now, Taco, I'm going to start calling him Taco, but Taco Pena gave his statement. I'm sorry, it's just hard not to laugh. Gave his statement as well, claiming that the whole case against ASAP Rocky is about ASAP Rally's jealousy, explaining his plans to attack Rally's credibility in the impending trial. I can't wait to get into that. He adds that while Rocky has worked hard and turned into a self-made success, Rally only pretends to live a lavish lifestyle. And the jury should consider the differences in their personalities. Lawyers always kill me with how they go about this. But anyway, Rocky's success bred resentment in Rally, lawyer Taco said. After Rally thought that Rocky hadn't covered the expenses of his friend's funeral, the resentment led to the eventual alleged violence. Now, ASAP Rocky's legal name is Rakim Myers and is accused of firing a pow-pow at the former associate outside of a hotel in Hollywood in 2021. He was charged in 2022 with two felony counts of assault with a autosemiotic pow-pow. Now, as we told you, ASAP Rally, part of the ASAP mob, claims Rocky threatened to take him out before the lawyer allegedly pulled the trigger. The rapper allegedly pulled the trigger the night of the incident. Rally was treated at the time for a minor injury to his hand. Prosecutors say Rally never feared for his life, even when Rocky allegedly pulled the blicky out on him. But his view of the alleged confrontation with the rapper changed when he noticed another member of the ASAP collective, ASAP 12V. I don't know how you say that, but whatever. Allegedly put away a pocket knife. It's too much going on right now. What really happened? So jurors will hear about two other ASAP members in this trial, prosecutors say. So ASAP Ills and ASAP Bari, who were allegedly there on the night of question. Prosecutors share pictures of a 9mm magazine they allegedly found during the search.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Though they admit they didn't find a weapon. Now, the lawyer Taco, because I'm going to keep calling him Taco because I like calling him Taco. I don't know. Says that the weapon was a prop gun and starter pistol Rocky used for a show. In fact, Taco says even though Rocky was licensed to carry a real Blicky, because he was licensed, he chose not for the safety reasons. And the reason Relly wasn't afraid of being hit is because ASAP Relly knew it was a fake weapon meant to scare off potential attackers. Listen, this is a lot. I want the court case now. Yeah, his name Taco Bell. Listen, his name is Taco Pena. So I feel like Taco suits him well. I like calling him Taco. It's cute. What show you carry your prop gun, but why would you do that in the middle of downtown LA too? And from my understanding, the police never found casings. You know how all of that got to the police? They saying Raleigh brought it to them. I feel like ASAP Rocky gonna get off of this one. It don't sound good. Yeah, you think so, but it's a lot of backhanded-ish behind it. And like I said, the police didn't find the shell casings or the magazine on the scene. It was given to them. I feel like Rocky going to get off. And why is Rihanna a part of this conversation? Y'all better leave my baby mother out of this. Don't bring her into it. Don't bring her into it. Leave her out of this. She is just the mother of his children and possible future wife. She don't got nothing to do with nothing. She wasn't outside. She wasn't doing this. But it's a high profile case. It's two high profile celebrities in the midst of it. Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, and Relly might be. And then here's the word on the Gabby streets that he was mad about a funeral that ASAP Rocky actually paid for. He actually paid. The thing that they was beefing about, ASAP Rocky actually paid for the funeral. So what are we looking at here? And he got receipts to show that he paid for this funeral. It's stupid. So we're going to see what happens. But he been at this case been going on for a minute. Like I said, the incident happened in like 2020. It's been going on for a while now. So I just feel like the same thing that happened in the YSL case is going to happen again. This is a bunch of bullshit. Let's let it go. Sounds jealous. We got to watch and see. We do have to watch and see. But yeah, the casings and all of that shit, the police didn't collect it from the scene. They collected it from Relly, which is even more insane because, like, how you take out of whatever. Okay, and our last story for the evening. Y'all know we can't go without, because it's all court cases tonight. But y'all know we just can't because we still working on this last case, which I'm still on the fence about. Let me get a sip of wine. I'm sorry. I'm still on the fence about this particular. Oh, if you're asking what kind of wine I got in this cup, Merlot. Mm-hmm. But like I said, tonight is a court case night. Everybody is suing everybody. I feel like the last couple of weeks we've been talking about assistants getting beat up. Now we're on court cases. Everybody is suing or in the litigation. We don't know what's going on. But Diddy says, well, Diddy don't say, federal prosecutors direct raid on myself. This is what he said. And I got proof. They ran up on that boy in his cell, and he got proof. Merlo, mommy in the Gabby. I'm just saying. That's what I'm sipping on tonight. Little Merlo. So the infamous raid on Diddy's cell in New York City jail was spearheaded by the very federal prosecutors who charged the music mogul in the trafficking and other serious crimes, at least according to Diddy's lawyers, who said that they have proof. I need to see this proof. Y'all know I'm nosy, and I want all the gab. Diddy's lawyers filed a new legal documents, flat out accusing Southern District of New York prosecutors of directing the November 2024 sweep of Diddy's cell with the help of the Bureau of Prisons correctional officers inside the Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center. I wouldn't be surprised if it really went down, because when they want to take you down, they're going to do everything in their power to take you down. In the documents, Diddy's lawyers point to a meeting between BOP officials and other federal agencies on the morning of the second day of the sweep to discuss a potential search of Diddy's unit. And they say supervisors of the Southern District of New York, including Diddy's trial team's unit chief, weighed in that a search of Diddy's cell was warranted. Defense lawyers claimed that the other agencies inquired with the district unit chief on whether a search of Diddy's cell was necessary. Diddy's attorneys say that the chief ordered the cell to be searched in part because of what the prosecution team had learned regarding Mr. Combs' conduct at MDC. Diddy's lawyer said that the chief then spoke to the senior leadership and they relayed that info ultimately to the BOP, which conducted the search. Oh my gosh. Y'all, Diddy might get out. Like, if it keeps going the way that it's going, with maybe not all the charges, but a lot of the charges, if it keeps going, I mean, well, as far as the federal government, because y'all, what are y'all doing? Y'all get ready to mess up y'all rating system. But if it keeps going the way that it's going, there's a possibility. And he's trying everything in his power to get out of there. He doesn't want to sit in there any longer. So is it a possibility? Maybe. Maybe. It's a possibility. If they got real receipts, it might happen. He might get out. And then if he gets out, what happens next? What do you think? That's the question of the evening. What do you think is going to happen next if he gets out? Do you think that it's going to get ugly? Do you think that he's going to start coming off after a lot of people within the circle? Because he can't go after, there's too many bloggers and reporters for him to go after. But like the people who he felt like should be holding him down, do you think that he's going to go after them? That's my question for the evening. Because they finding every which way. And at first I used to question Diddy's lawyers, right? And the reason why I questioned them is because they didn't give me Jay-Z's lawyer vibes. They gave me excuse me. Sorry, y'all.
I'm trying to get my Oh, she's trying to get her head out. I don't know. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. I don't know why. Not the bus downs. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. Y'all ain't see what I was looking at even.
For what? So you can gentrify.
Now you understand why the bus downs was too funny, but I don't understand why I can't get this off my screen. Okay, thank you very much. Not the bus downs. But anyway, yeah, if they, I don't know, he might. I think he need to lay low, but I think he is laying low. That's not him. That's his lawyers. I think they doing what lawyers are supposed to do. Don't be like OJ. He got away the first time, but got booked the second time. That's the thing. He could get away this time and not get booked. He better not. Listen, he better be a smart. He say he's smart. He better apply the intelligence and not be out here trying to pursue vengeance. And I need him to remember that. Vengeance is mindset, saith the Lord. You don't need to be seeking vengeance. You need to just stay out of trouble. Matter of fact, if you get out of this, move your stupid ass out of the country. Move your stupid ass out of the United States of America. Move somewhere where you do freak offs freely and nobody's going to judge you and nobody's going to say something. Move somewhere where it's allowed. It's not allowed here because they want control over everybody and what everybody's doing. So what I'm going to say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm questioning like all those people that were on those alleged freak off tapes. Do you think that he's going to come after them? I hope he wouldn't be dumb enough. That would be the stupidest thing he could ever do in his life. Don't. If you get out of jail, sir, just fuck them and move out the country. Take whatever money you got left after spending all of these millions and billions of dollars that you had to spend on this situation and get the fuck out of here. That's it. I think that's the best decision you can make. Just get the fuck out of here. The fuck them people. You should have known they wasn't your friends anyway. Get the fuck out of here. Like, get out of here. That would be, do what your boy Ross did and get the fuck out of here. Don't linger. Doc said the dealer returns. He trying to return. He trying his hardest. Yeah. Doc, listen. All I'm saying is don't be stupid. Do what your boy did. Get the fuck out of here. Because if you do anything, you're going to be in. Not only did they, what you said, that, hold on, let me look, because I want to go back. You said OJ. Not only OJ, R. Kelly. He got away the first time, kept on going, and guess what they did? Locked his black ass up. Don't do it, Diddy. Be smart. Be wise. Think about it. Think about it. Just think about it, sir. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Just keep telling y'all. Y'all be thinking I just be saying shit just for the sake of saying shit. But every battle is not a battle to be fought. Sometimes you gotta say, fuck the battle and worry about the war. And in his case, the battle is him. Well, the war is him getting out of this court shit. Now, he need to take his black ass and get the fuck out of here if he do get out of it, because, yeah. But, yeah, Doc, yeah, R. Kelly is one. He got away the first time. He was peeing all over the place. And the next thing you know, they came and got his black ass. And then he got cocky because he was like, they should have did this 20-something years ago, 30-something years ago. He was talking that shit on the camera, and they got you. Now they got you. So it is what it is. I'm just saying. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. I'm just saying. But if I were you, Diddy, and you get past all of this bullshit they got going on right now, as far as you are concerned, get your black ass out of this country once you get out of it. Don't stay here. Don't be dumb. Anyway.
It is now time for me to show some love. Anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I love you. Thank you for watching and paying attention to all of my shenanigans, because I'm nosy, and on a gab beat, we telling people's business, and that's what we do. Mm-hmm. But it's now time for me to show some other kind of love. I love when we get this love. Y'all, we got a lot of returning countries this time, this go around, and I love it. Thank you for adding to the numbers. Y'all getting us where we need to go, because this get ready to get super crazy around here, and I like it. But it is now time for me to show some other love, because the live love is the Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And I love you guys. But this love I'm about to show right now, these people, they come, they download, they come back, and they show love. And I love them for it. And I appreciate them so much for it. It is now time for the love notes. What are the love notes, do you ask? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. I was never going to call it show notes. Never, ever in my whole entire life was I ever going to call it show notes. Never. But Doc and I, we bicker back and forth, and finally we came to a compromise. And the compromise is more beautiful than what I called it or what he called it, because now it's love notes. Oh, yeah, baby. I couldn't see it as anything other than the love notes, and I love it. Also, Doc used to say that I had, when doing the love notes, a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I didn't. It was a lot of papers, but I say it wasn't over 10, so it wasn't a composition notebook. But in all fairness, it was a lot of city, states, and countries on there. We've condensed it down, and now we only do countries, which is the smarter way to do things. I think that was a wise decision of us. And we don't have the papers no more. We've gone green because we love our earth and we want to take care of it. Now we do this. Yeah, we do this. Shout out to everybody. It's all love. Thank you for the love. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. Oh, my gosh. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all of the love. I appreciate you so much. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Thank you, booze. I love you too much. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you guys. I love you all. Oh my gosh. Thank you for the love. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Habus, I love you too. Ooh, love you so much. Thank you for the love. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Thank you for the love. I adore you guys so much. Thank you so much for all of the love. You guys are extraordinary. And, just thank you. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Thank you for the love. This list is getting longer and I love it. Thank you so much for all of the love. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for the support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, like I told you, by the end of the week, I expect to be back in the studio. Right now, I'm in my bedroom, as you can see. But I'm expecting to be back in the studio by the end of the week. Been a crazy, crazy little journey, but I'll take it. I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. And I'm not ashamed of my bedroom. It's not a bad bedroom. I kind of like it in here, low key. I do. So let's get to what Doc has said. Doc has said, hit that like button and tune in live show, radio show, and get the app on period for sure. Do all of that. Doc also has said, worldwide, only the truth can prevail. With all of these legal cases, we should hope it does. But listen, I don't give a fuck if their cases prevail. I just need them to keep me busy. That's all. Top Flight, catch the vibes. If you can get a second chance to do it right, do the right thing, then do it. Catch them vibes to righteousness. That's all I'm saying.
they keep giving them chances and they keep doing the stupid shit they keep doing. I don't know when they'll learn. I don't. What I know is I can't tell them what to do with their lives. All I can do is continue my journey and doing good and being a righteous person and not being an idiot, because I'm only responsible for me. And then you try to tell people shit and they be like, I'm grown. I do what I want to do anyway. I'm not in the market of arguing nobody about what they going to do with their lives. They got to do what they need to do. They'll figure it out. So yeah, that's that. Let me say the things I need to say, which is, if you want to come on the show, you want to hit us up. Do you want to talk to us about anything? Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah, that's what we needed to do. Join the conversation. You can always drop a comment, call in, or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Listen, I have permission, so I don't take requests. I have permission to play any music video that I've ever played on this show, and I will always work in that manner. Like, I like it that way. Also, y'all heard what my DJ be doing. Y'all, if you haven't heard, you need to tune in for Fire Friday. He be doing his thing. So because he does his thing, I'm not going to let y'all interrupt. Let him rock out. Let him do what it is that he came to do. Get off his back. No, I'm not taking no requests from him either. I'm not. So, you know, we have permission. We're not taking requests. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. We do. And we would appreciate it if you gave us what we needed. Thank you. We do. We need it. We need it. We love it. And we want more of it. Join our coffee community so we can have titillating, salacious, and taboo conversations. And I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. Fuck yes, I got a potty mouth. I'm not ashamed of it. Was John the Baptist ashamed of it? No, he wasn't. And I ride with that dude. That's my guy right there. I love John the Baptist. One of my favorite Bible characters. I love him. So join a coffee community so we can do all of that. Too soon, too soon. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com, baby. Go check that out. You know what I mean? It's the pathway to all things ambitiously. We're working on some things, too, behind the scenes, but I ain't going to speak on it until it happens. Big love to our DJ. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my... That's my big shout out to DJ Brukezy. We got mad love for him over here. That's our guy. He'll be here on Friday. Make sure you tune in for the new fire mix. And if you got something to say, say it to his face, but not too much on my DJ. Not too much on him, because he got a whole squad behind him. We coming. We ready. We ready. But let us know how you feel about these mixes. We would love to know what you think about them. And like I said, say it to his face. Don't say it to me. Say it to his face. Sip a Merlot. Hold on. Sip a Merlot. Okay. That's my soul. And that's that. Now... I'm doing good on time. I'm doing good on time. I like it. Because I do got to go to bed soon. Because I got a kid that I got to be up for 6 o'clock in the morning to get her ready for school. So I'm glad I'm on time. Hold on. I got to get us right. First, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. It's stuff on Media Mondays. Like today. Like tonight. Well, I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy as hell, and I want y'all to be nosy with me.
I do. It's fun. We have fun in our nosiness. Listen, we just figured out all the court cases that's up and available for us to get into, and I like it. But yeah, mind your business otherwise. It's a safe way to live your life. Tapping, I've been doing pretty good, except for last week. I might have told a little bit of business, but I've been doing pretty good otherwise. Wiretap, you got a court case. You're a heinous, sinister human being, depraved, foul.
I can't think of all the vocabulary words, but et cetera, et cetera. If you're any of these things and you have a court case that I can pull, I'm reading it because I'm nosy and you're disgusting. That's it. I'm nosy and you're disgusting. So I'm going to read a court case. This is what it's going to be. So don't be none of that. Don't be sinister, heinous, depraved, none of that. And you won't have to worry about it. And my partner in good is going to be right along with me reading all these cases because you shouldn't be. There should be no sanctuaries. You should not be out here claiming other people's wives and daughters. Like, it's some things. There's some things we got to talk about. So we're going to get into when we do. And you shouldn't, don't have a court case and I won't read it. The wiretap, I'm White and Wire Wednesday. It's more of my business along with cattails. I got to listen up. I got a story to tell. I'm going to tell y'all this story. I can't wait to tell y'all this story. But other than that, mind your business. It's a safe way to live your life. And, it is what it is. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Adore your babies and tell your babies that they are the goat. Listen, I just had a mommy daughter moment with my daughter. She came in here, put her hand on my boobie. It reminded me of when she was baby because she's a boobie baby. So she was like, you can just do the podcast on my head right here. And I was like, I can't because if you start snoring, they're going to hear you through the mic. I don't need that. She started laughing. But love your babies, hug your babies, tell your babies they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Let your babies know that you having them was the most genius thing you ever did in your life, the most beautiful thing you ever did in your life. Just adore them babies. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the fuck else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. Get yourself a telescope. A good one. A real good one. Ooh, a really, really good one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. Not them little skinny skadoodle telescopes. Get you a big one. Go outside with your kids. Look at the sky. Discover some shit. You never know what the fuck you might discover. You just never know. So go out there and just look. Spend time with your kids. They need that type of time. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, or they have engineers over there as well. Whatever the case may be, I don't know. I don't know what they do over there. What I do know is that NASA has a need for speed. And at one point in time, I used to love, love, love the muscle car, and I will forever. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't even know what it do to me. I ain't going to say it's better than sex, but almost. Whatever the case may be, tell your babies to do what it is that they need to do and be the best at it. And that's the whole point that I'm getting to. Whole point. Listen, fair warning. I give these at the end of every show so that everybody can get along. Can't we all just get along? Can't we? Here's a fair warning. Stay in your fucking lane. My lane is not your fucking lane. It's not. It's not your lane. Stay in your lane. My lane is over here. Your lane is over there. Don't come over here with your bullshit. Keep that shit where the fuck is at. Like, yeah. And me and my Harley's outside right now. Stay the fuck in your lane. Me and all my, well, not all of my, I'm missing two. They in prison. But they holding it down in there. Stay in your fucking lane. Don't break the glass and do not push the button. Listen, I be trying to warn people and they think it's sweet because I'm a very polite person and I try to be kind to anybody that I encounter. But just by chance, you start doing stupid fuck shit and you break the glass and you push the button. We coming outside and we outside and ain't no stopping us. We see red. They could try to calm us down. The best way for them to deal with that is just to let us calm down on our own. You can't stop what's coming. Can't. So just stay in your lane. You jump in my lane, you're going to get hurt, and you do not want her. Yeah. You don't want her. She's not nice. She's a bitch even. You don't want her. Hold on. You don't want her. I'm going to leave that on the screen so I don't forget. You want her. Hold on. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Plus, when you get her, you get a 2-for-1. Because you get her, you're going to get her too. AU Big Purr bitches. AU Big Purr bitches. You want her too. Because if Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy girl. Stay in your fucking lane. Take the meow and the purr and sit the fuck down. Plus, what usually happens when you jump to other people's lanes is a collision, and who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane and everything will be cool and copacetic. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. You jumping in my lane, you're choosing the wrong battle. I'm trying to help you. And also, just look at baby Caligula. He's losing. Because guess what? Not Like Us is still in the Super Bowl. And his ex-girlfriend, SZA, is joining him for the fucking Super Bowl. Are you crazy? You did not pick and choose your battles wisely. Petty Boots. Okay, I can't go without saying this. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Little Caligula, a.k.a. Drake. You did not. Now look what happened. You just being stupid and look the fuck happened. Sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles wisely. And this, you didn't choose too wisely. Plus, Mobb Deep told y'all a long-ass fucking time ago, but y'all wasn't listening. But let me tell you what they said. And our meditation is coming real soon. They said that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said that you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look because you shook. Because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. I'ma stop. Mama say, mama sa, mama kusa. Okay. But they told y'all a long time ago, and I don't think any of you guys were listening, but if you wasn't listening then, listen right now. They was young as shit when they told y'all that shit. They was, and now we here. I'm worried about the war. Fuck them bullshit ass battles. You can win the fucking battle, bitch. I'm here for the war. I'm sorry. I apologize. I went off a little bit. But worry about the war. Don't fuck that battle.
Be you, boo. Don't let nobody tell you what it is you're supposed to eat, what you're supposed to wear, how you're supposed to walk, how you're supposed to talk. What they eat don't make you shit. It don't. So worry about what you got going on. Fuck them. You come in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself. Simple. Simple enough. You can't make people happy. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. So why fucking try? You will spend so much time trying to figure out what it is that you can do to fix whatever their issue is with you. And I guarantee you, when you think that you fixed it, something else will come up behind it. So fuck them. Told you came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. Fuck them. And dream big. Don't let nobody tell you that your dreams are inferior or that you can't do what it is that you set forth in your heart to do. Dream big. Plan. And then make sure you execute, boo, because execution is key. Always. But don't let them tell you shit, because they going to try to, it's a lot of people out here that's going to try to block your dreams, and fuck them. They don't belong. They not part of this circle, this inner circle, which should be a dot, by the way. Fuck them. But anyway, with that being said, y'all, I love y'all. I will see y'all tomorrow, me and Doc, for our next tap in. New bag. Yeah, I love you. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. Stay safe, please, so that we can re-adjourn tomorrow.
And I love you guys. Good night. Bye. I love you so much. Get some good rest if you want to sleep. And I don't know if you're not going to sleep, then be safe in whatever it is that you're doing. But good night. Bye, y'all. I love you guys so much. Good night.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.